This is Guy Bailey recording, and it's June 25th, 1977, okay?
Yeah. My name is Willard, W-I-L-L-A-R-D, initial My wife's name is Alice Marie, but she goes by the name of Marie.
And
I was born the 23rd of March, 1901. My wife was born June the 17th, 1915. She had a birthday recently. In fact, last Friday.
And let's see, how that makes you how old now?
76.
You've seen just about the whole century, haven't you?
I was in the hospital on my birthday.
Oh.
In Homestead.
Oh. Well, could you tell me the community you live in and the county? And the
this here is known as Almirada, and it's all Monroe County.
And the name of the state is?
State Florida.
And were you born here in
I was born in Key West.
But how far is Key West?
From here, it's approximately 85 miles.
Which direction?
South.
Yeah. Were you raised and everything in Key West?
Yes, I was born, raised there. I lived there in 23. In February of 23, I went to Tampa. I worked in the Harbor Tampa Cigar Factory till September. I came back to Key West, I stayed a few days. Then I went to Miami. I learned to roof. I done other odd jobs, and then I finally wound up that I was hauling concrete blocks for Campbell and Whitaker. At that time, it was only block concern in Miami. And one of the fellas that worked there named Thompson, he come from over the Bahamas. I'll never forget him as long as I live. He opened up a roofing place. I went to work for him as a roofer. I knew enough about it. And the place we got worked, of course, roofing, you know, you don't work all week due to the weather. I made $60. That's the damn much money, I didn't know what to do with it. But getting back to Thompson, he's a comical devil. They gave us a load of block to carry to Price Dynamite Shed down in Copeland Grove. Well, they couldn't tell us just where it was. They said, well, we'll go to Price office. I will. As far as I knew then, I was the only one. I'll go to Price office in Copeland Grove and find out where this place is. I get down in Copeland Grove, I went in the office. They didn't know no more than you did where this place was. All they could tell me was down further. So I sawed it down. I came to a detour. I thought, oh, this is where I'm going to get lost. But luckily, I wanted to come out all right, kept coming down the highway, which is known then as Federal Highway.